Frank Chandler learns that his sister, Dorothy Regent, abducted in Alexandria, Egypt, by Arabs, has escaped from them and is presumably lost in the native quarter. The present act opens in a dimly lighted room far underground. The air is thick with smoke. Seated about the room on the floor are many men in native dress, puffing narghilas. At the far end of the room is a platform on which a group of musicians is seated. Chandu, the magician.
Uncle Frank, do you mean you just picked up a pinch of that powder in the emerald box, and the next minute, here we are?
I can't explain it, Bob.
But it seems to me that only a minute ago, we were in Yusuf's house trying to find out where Mother was.
But what is this sense of time, Bob? No one knows. Sometimes a minute seems like a year. And I've known a year to pass like the shadow of a cloud.
Well, do you suppose I could ever learn to do some of the things you do? Gee, it would sure be keen.
I don't know. It's not given to every man to know the secrets of the East.
You know, Uncle Frank, when you talk like that, you give me the creeps. And Betty said you gave her the creeps, too.
You don't mean you're afraid? Why, what is there to fear? Just because I understand some things that are unknown to you.
Yes, but I never saw anybody before that could do the things you do.
In India, there are many men wiser than I.
Wouldn't these fellows sitting around here smoking their pipes pass out if they knew how we got here? Gee, I bet their eyes would pop right out.
To them, we are Arabs like themselves. And mind you, Bob, I didn't say we came here by any occult means. You said that.
Well, listen. First, we're at home in California, not even thinking about seeing you. Then we get a telegram saying you're coming home from India. That's right, isn't it?
Of course.
Well, no sooner do you arrive than funny things begin to happen. A Hindu or somebody hangs around the house and finally breaks into Father's laboratory that hasn't been opened since Father died in 1916. You must admit that Hindu burglars are kind of scarce.
Yes, I'll admit that. But remember, I knew he was going to break into the house.
Ah, you see, that only goes to show I'm right about it being funny. Because how did you know? You saw it in a crystal gazing ball over in India.
I'm not trying to convince you. I haven't certain powers that most of your acquaintances don't possess. I have. And I studied for 10 years in the Far East to acquire them. But don't think everything I do is tinged with the supernatural. I'm not a ghost or anything like that, you know.
Well, will you answer me one question?
If I can, without revealing secrets I'm sworn to conceal.
Well, did you see Father over here in 1916 before he was drowned, or to be drowned?
I'd seen him some time before. Why?
Because Betty and I figured out that you must know something about those dangerous secret papers that were stolen from our house. Why would you be so excited about getting them back?
I suspect something of their content, but I don't know. The things we all saw in the crystal ball in your home in California convinced me I'm on the right track.
Well, what do you think it is? Can't you tell me? Gee, I won't tell anybody.
No, I can't, Bob. Someday you'll understand it all, I hope. If I fail, but I can't fail. It would be too terrible to contemplate.
Okay, I won't ask you again. But you know, if you ever do want to tell me so I can help
you... Yes, I know, Bob, and I appreciate it. But especially since you already know something of the length to which these men of Roxor's will go.
Well, did you think we'd find Mother here? Why, I don't see any women at all.
I think we'll find her here. I have good reason to think so.
Do you understand what these fellows are saying, Uncle Frank? You won't dare to speak English if you want to ask about Mother, will you?
There is a way by which we may understand them. And I think the time has come to put it to the test. If it is successful, you will understand them as though they spoke in English. I want you to understand them, so you will know just what to do.
Gee.
We may have to fight to get her out of here.
Don't worry. I won't mind that. I'd fight the whole place single-handed to get Mother back. You know that.
Then listen. Be silent. Listen for the psychic bell. Pay no attention to what I say, but fix your mind on the bell. If I succeed, you will understand the man who is just coming out on the platform. Do you see?
I think so. I'll do my best.
Oh, Yogi, my teacher, far across the sea, I ask for your help. By the hidden secrets of the 3x3, I call upon you to help me in this hour. Make clear to me and to my helper the secret language spoken in this place. I hold the emerald casket and its magic powder.
The summoning of the slaves will begin.
What he said, Bob?
Yes, I did. Sounds just like English to me. I thought he said, the selling of the slaves will begin.
He did say that. And I am right. The power is mine.
Gee, but now what?
Wait.
I bring before you Natasha, with skin like milk and eyes like blueberries. Her voice is the voice of the nesting bird. And her hands are the caress of the perfume breeze in the garden.
Why, Uncle, what is he doing? He's not selling that girl, is he?
Yes, I'm afraid he is.
But look at her. She's only a girl. And she's no Arab. Why, he said her skin was like milk, and it is. She's a white girl.
Hush, Bob. We've got to get your mother out of here, remember. Make even a little disturbance, and they'd be on us like a lot of hornets. Let's not start a fight until we have to.
But, Uncle...
Hush.
Whose will she be, this lovely mimosa blossom? It's no white dove. She is fair as the dawn, and she dances like a pomegranate blossom in the sun. I ask you for an offer. What am I this? What
am I this? £1,000.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Only £4 for this lovely daughter of New Yorker. Come, my master. Speed up. What am I this? £4. And she shall go to Abdel Bay.
Wait, she's no older than Betty. We can't let him have her, Uncle Frank.
Now, Bob, keep out of this. We've got to find your mother.
Oh, I know it, but it seems awful. We could...
Here you, my master, is another. Also white and older. See her raven hair. See her tiny feet. Her eyes are blue as the garnet of Isis on the ball of heaven. See her and say how much you will give.
Mother, here we are.
This way, Bob. Up to the platform. Here we are, Doc. Hold on.
Oh,
right on the spot. Come on, right through here.
Up those stairs, through the archway.
Oh, we're nearly there. Wait, where's Bob?
Coming, Mother. Gee, I couldn't let that fat old man have her.
Have who?
That girl, Natasha. I grabbed her away from him, and here she is. Come on, Natasha. There comes Abdel, or whatever his name is. Oh, boy, and is he mad!